I now have with me Ing-Mary, who was first amongst women in the marathon last year. And she's also participating in the full marathon this year. So let us ask her about her running experience last year and what she plans for this year. So Ing-Mary, are you looking forward to the event?
Of course, always looking forward to the event. Just a small correction, it wasn't last year that I came in first. It was a couple years back, and it was a very, it was kind of a fluke thing. Yeah, it's a four-month training session that we're involved in, so it's actually an anticipation of 4 months, looking forward to the marathon, and frankly, I can't believe it's only 1 week now away. I get nervous when I talk about it like that.
Okay, so you've been training for it for 4 months.
Right, a 16-week program. There's so many different training programs out there, but we've chosen one that has a three-time-a-week running session with different focuses, and then three times a week cross-training. So it's really kind of a full-body thing.
And what really got you involved into running? Was it something that you've been doing for a very long time?
I started when I was a bit younger in high school. Actually, I started when I was around 14. And then it was just, well, to be quite honest, I'm not terribly coordinated with hand-eye coordination. So I thought I would just run because it doesn't take a lot of coordination. You just have to move your legs and then cross a line. So I started young. And then when I moved to Oroville, it took a couple years, but I got back into it after being away from it for a long time. So it was like meeting an old friend again, which was nice.
And when you first heard about the Oroville Marathon, what was your reaction, you know, about a marathon being held in Oroville?
A marathon, the marathon, has always been kind of a goal, an ambition. Yeah, something I've been looking forward to. You know, at some point in my life, I hope to run a marathon, I always said. And then that it came here felt like a sign. Okay, this is it. I'm going to go for it. Let's try. And it's constantly like that. Like, I've only run one now, and it's still like, let's try again, you know, because there's no end point, I find, with marathons. It's a constant.
And this year's logo is Run for the Joy of Running. So do you have any comments on that?
I think that's fantastic. why else would you run except that it's entirely joyful, and that you learn so much, in fact, about your body and your levels of endurance and pain sometimes. You come to see your own boundaries and limits in running. And it teaches you a tremendous amount about yourself. And I think that's probably why I continue. It's part of my path in that way.
And you've probably run in different places, you know, like in places around the world.
Hmm.
But what do you think is really unique about the Oroville Marathon?
Two summers back, I ran a half marathon in the States, and they called it trail running. And I laughed afterwards because it was so calm in relationship to the Oroville terrain, which involves mulus and dirt, and it's definitely kind of more of an off-trail running experience. So I find that very unique and challenging, and frankly a lot more fun than pavement running or cement. Besides the fact that, you know, on the marathon course, when you're, say, running near Swaram or Ganesh Bakery, there'll be drummers out cheering you on, and people outside of their houses with water and encouraging you along. So the Oroville community really is something very special when it comes to running. Also, in all of our training runs, you know, people on early Sunday mornings will cheer us on as they're walking to the Machamandir or walking through the forest. So it feels very supportive.
And what is really your goal for this marathon? Just so that we have it on record, what's the timing? What's the time you're aiming for?
Oh, dear me. As soon as I say it out loud, then I have to actually achieve it. My very first ever marathon was 4:37 or 4:38, something like that. It would be fantastic to break 4:30. Someday, I'll put this on record, someday I'd really like to break 4 hours. That would be a dream. But I'm quite far from that at this point. But slowly, slowly, slowly. Maybe. Maybe someday.
Great. And after the cyclone, of course, you know, a lot of trees are down, and so probably the marathon would be held in much hotter conditions, and the route would also have changed. So do you have an idea about that, like the new route and probably running in more heat?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about that, but what to do? We have a new route that's three loops of 14K. We're going to run it tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., and we'll see how it goes. It will be a little warmer, but you just take proper precautions. More water, get that hat situated, sunscreen, and just listening to the body. If it's if it gets overheated, to just listen to that and slow down.
Okay, Ing-Mary, thanks a lot for talking to us, and all the best for your run, and we hope you break your 4:30 barrier and one day go on to run under 4 hours.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And now I have with me Anand, who has been an organizer for the Auroville Marathon since its beginning in the year 2008. So now let us find out from him about the event, how it has grown over the years, and what he thinks about it now. So Anand, how did you first get involved with the Auroville Marathon?
Well, you know, Chandresh, Sampath and me, we were just sitting in certitude, and that was even my start in the Auroville activities. I just joined Chandresh with his project in Saracon, and we were just talking amongst ourselves, and suddenly we thought, hey, why don't we have a marathon run in Auroville, and we could bring our friends from Auroville, you know, convince them to have some run and some practices, and some of our friends from Ashram also could join. So that was how we thought of, you know, having this event. It was just very casual, you know, thinking when we really realized that, yeah, it could be a nice thing to bring everybody together, you know, because we have been always seeing that everybody, you know, there are a few people we had seen running, and there was no such conscious attempt to have runs together and, you know, to know each other. So we thought that this could be a good way to have everybody in Auroville community participate, and also our friends in Ashram. So we thought that, okay, let's go on and let's see if we can arrange something. And we thought that probably in the beginning it might be a small one. And it was a small one in the beginning. The first year we had, what, about 200 to 300 runners, I think, maximum. So we started with that, and later on it took this shape.
After having started from that, now when you see the marathon at the scale at which it is, what do you really think about it? What do you think? You know, do you think it's good for Auroville to have a run like this?
Oh yeah, it is absolutely a festival time almost, you know. When and it's not only festival for the, you know, sake of enjoyment, but, you know, you go through such a physical, you know, strain. You, running 42K is not an easy thing. And especially our villains and our friends and the local school children and all these people, and it's something new, and a new physical challenge, you know, to run something like that. And so it all became, it looks now a big festival time, and especially now that, you know, the fourth edition we started in Visitor Center, because Certitude ground was, it was too small for, you know, having 1,500 people. So you see, in Visitor Center on that day, it's absolutely a festive mood, and it's not just for enjoyment and party, but, you know, you give in your effort, you spend so much of energy, and still, you know, it's so nice after that to meet so many people, saying hi to each other, knowing everybody, finding out what they do, you know, real, you can see the beginning of really human unity that we've been always talking about.
And as you've been involved with the event from the very beginning, can you tell us about what really goes into organizing an event like this, an event with 2,000, 2,500 people?
Yeah, that's a pretty tough question, what goes about. But then, no, actually we started with this, that if I run a 42K, what are the helps I'll need? What are the things I'll need? So, you know, it started with that. Okay, the first thing I should know is what is the route. I shouldn't get lost. I shouldn't be doing an extra kilometer or less, you know. So that is one. And then what are the helps I can, I'm expecting on the way, you know, I might need some water. I might need a place where I can just, you know, go for a small leak. And so those were the things which, and then if I just trip and if I get injured, I should be able to, you know, immediately, if it is a minor one, I should be able to immediately, you know, look into, you know, get proper help, and then I can start my run. So basically it started with that if I am doing 42K, what would I require? So then we started the logistics that, okay, now if we have got aid stations, say we have got 6 aid stations, so for so many people, what are the chances of injuries? So depending on that, we started working out the logistics. But it was basically working out from the back side, you know, that, okay, what would be the maximum requirement, and then how do we divide it into the aid stations? Obviously, the first aid stations might not need so many things, but the fourth one or the fifth one or the sixth one, we need more. So it was all depending on our own requirements as runner that we started, you know, sort of blowing it up that, okay, now if it is for 500 people, what, and for 1,000 people, what? So that's how we, you know, we started working on the logistics.
And have you had any complaints that you've been trying to work upon, things that you've been trying to improve upon?
Yeah, the complaints basically being a trail run in Oroville, you know, even Orovillians, we too, you know, in the morning, even if we are so used to these roads, you know, still we tend to take a wrong turn sometimes. So we, you know, basically the main thing is to see that you don't get lost, and you don't trip, you know, again on a trail run. Normally it could be some roots of the trees, some stones somewhere, you know, that you don't see, especially when you're running at 5 in February, you know, it is pretty dark. So we have to take all those precautions, and for that we have these torches we give to the runners so that they can see their way through. And so we try to see, minimize how we can make the run smooth and uneventful in terms of injuries and emergencies.
And you have also been a participant in the run. So what was it like for you to participate in the Oroville Marathon? How was the experience?
Oh yeah, I did the first Oroville Marathon, full 42K I did, and wow, it was a great, great experience. You know, I had never run 42K in my life. Maximum what I had done was, I did the first marathon of Ashram also. Yeah, but that was when I was very young, when I think it was when I was 18 or 19 years old. So doing it again at the age of 50 was a challenge, but it was great. And, you know, the atmosphere of the first Oroville Marathon was amazing. The amount of help and the people from the community coming out to, you know, see that you have a wonderful run. It was a wonderful experience.
And what are the first words that come to your mind when I say the word marathon?
Oh, the first words when you say marathon, wow, it's a great, you know, a long distance to go. When once you start it, you think that, yeah, we can do it. But then once you start on that, you feel that, yeah, it's a long way to go. A marathon is a big thing. It's a big challenge.
And what is it that you look forward to most while organizing the event? Is there anything specific?
Well, everybody should go back home happy with a wonderful experience, not only of the marathon, of the community here, our friendliness towards them, our welcoming nature. You know, they go back home so that they should be able to tell the others that what a great time they had, what a great opportunity to meet all back here in Oroville. They should go back with wonderful memories.
And this year's marathon logo is Run for the Joy of Running. So does that mean anything to you? What does it say to you?
Well, this actually gives the real spirit for what we are here in Auroville or in the ashram in Pondicherry, you know, that whatever we do should be for the, you know, the true spirit. You know, you don't have the money change or the commerce or the, you know, the corporates hanging on your head. Here you are, you know, it's a private run, though with 2,000, 2,500 people at the most, but still it's a private run, it's a homely run, and so let's just enjoy, and not for the victory or coming first or second or for winning prizes, but just for the sake of running, and while you run, if you can help a few more, you know, so that is the joy of running, that as you run, you also help the others run with you. And so if you are a little faster, you take up the faster ones with you. If you are a little slower, you take the slower ones with you. And that's how. So you enjoy, you know, basically with the runners around you. It's not only that you run, but you see how the other runners run with you and enjoy the event. And they all land up, you know, all hale and hearty and having fun on the way. It's not that, you know, I'm crossing somebody and I'm overtaking somebody and, you know, it's a joy. No, the joy actually comes when you run with people and you can take, you know, 10 people along with you and in your stride. So that's the joy of running. And so there is no other tinge of, you know, gaining or losing or money or prizes or trophies. It's just for the sake of running, the joy of running and helping the others run.
Wow, that really is wonderful. And so Anand, thanks a lot for talking to us. And I hope all of your efforts pay off and the marathon, as always, turns out to be a success.
Yeah, thank you so much. And please let everybody know that this is all our marathon. There is no one single team or one single unit which is responsible for it. But all lot of us, all the entire community, the entire participants, everybody is part of the marathon, and they are all the organizers and the participants as well. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. I now have with me Taj, who's been involved with the Auroville Marathon since its beginning in 2008. He's responsible for most of the design work, and we'll ask him some questions about how he's gone about designing for the Auroville Marathon. So Taz, how did you get involved with the design work for Auroville Marathon?
Well, I'm working very closely with the team organizing the marathon for other works that I do in Auroville, more specifically the ACT bus. And so naturally in 2008, when this idea was proposed by Chandresh to start a marathon, it was natural that I was lending a hand. So that's how I got to be involved.
And at the beginning of every event, when the designing work begins, how do you really go about it? Do you already have a specific design in mind, or
well? It's an event, right? So an event has an image, and usually what we do is we take the logo, we try to design a logo that will represent that event. So once the logo is designed, then it gives us a color chart, and everything flows down from there. We are not extremely professional about it, but we are good amateurs about it, and we do the best we can. Obviously, we have very, very limited financial means, so we don't go into developing things that are too complicated. And we also tend to reuse from year to year whatever can be reused, like maybe the road signs on the event, on the day of the event, and things like that.
And looking at the event itself, as you've been involved with it since its very beginning, how do you think it has evolved over the years? Have you seen some changes that are very striking?
Yeah, not so much changes, but what I really like about the Auroville Marathon is that it's being very consistent in the idea that we want we're creating an event where people come to participate, and the idea is really to enjoy the participation more than the result, that whatever result you might go and do in the race. So I've seen every year the pressure of people from the outside wanting to sponsor the event or wanting to bring some commercial interaction with the event, and this is growing up because the event start to be known, and I'm very not surprised, but I really like that the organizers of the marathon are resisting this this push, and that they keep the marathon something really, really clean, fun for a family Sunday, basically.
All right. And are there any complaints from last year or from previous years that you've tried to address, some changes that you've tried to bring about because of the input you've received from people?
On the purely design front, yeah, there are always things that can be improved. And as I said, because we are not financially strong, all of our solutions are basically make and do. You know, we work with pieces of strings. But sure enough, there are things that have been addressed. Like for example, the amount of ink we put on the logo when we designed the logo for the T-shirt, especially for the T-shirt, because we realized that if you have a too large a surface covered with ink, well, it's promoting sweating for the user of the T-shirt. So it's something that we are now aware of when we design our logo, because we know it's going on the T-shirt, for example. And there are another couple of examples. The bib also is very different from what it was at the beginning.
And this year's marathon logo, which says "Run for the joy of running," What does it really mean to you?
Well, it's coming back to what we talked about before. In short, it means that you are there to participate, and that the glory is in the participation, not in the ranking.
And when you start working on the event, like each year when you start designing, what is it that you look forward to most?
For it to be over.
Okay. And now, finally, how do you think the cyclone will affect this year's Auroville Marathon? Do you think it'll have any impact whatsoever?
Well, there is an obvious... there is something that's pretty obvious, is that the course is going to be hotter than it has been in previous years, because the tree coverage is different. But from what I understand, people that have been clearing paths and tracks and so forth have done a really good job. So it's still going to be a unique Auroville experience. And it will also be an opportunity for people to realize how much we have been affected by the cyclone, because even though there was no casualties, and there is we could say little to moderate damage to our buildings and things like that, we've lost most of our forest. And when you live in a forest and from one day to another you see 60% of the trees lying down, it's something that is a very strong and moving spectacle.
Okay, Taz, Tarj, thank you very much for talking to us. And we are really looking forward to the work you've done this year, the logo for the Auroville Marathon and the T-shirts.
Okay, I just need to precise something. I am not the person who designed the logo this year, but nevertheless, we are working as a team. So Vimal actually designed the logo this year.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
I now have with me Saket, a volunteer for the Auroville Marathon since its very beginning in the year 2008. Now I would like to ask him a few questions about how he got involved with the event. So Saket, how did you get involved with the marathon?
In fact, I was involved with this type of race from the very beginning. It started as a road race in Siranjwasram, Pondicherry. My brother Anand used to started running from the very first run itself. And after this cross-country race, what we used to call in the ashram, they started marathon also in the ashram, which was started at a run in the morning at about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. And there also my brother used to participate and I used to cycle with him. I didn't run, but I always cycled with him. Even in road race also, I always cycled with him. So from there on, when this Auroville Marathon started, my brother Anand was involved into that. And he knew that I have some idea about the running. So he called me as a volunteer and I got involved into that.
And when you first got involved, what did you think of the entire thing, the whole event? What was your first impression of it?
First, I was really excited and very happy. And I liked the event. I always like the sports of this type.
And even when it was started in the ashram, how was it received here? What did you think of it at that time? Like, was there a lot of excitement in the ashram for it?
Yeah, of course. Because there was nothing of such type of events in the ashram before. Suddenly, when it started, literally everybody was excited. And everybody used to go to sports ground, sit there during the start and during the finish just to cheer the participants. Almost whole of the ashram was supposed to, used to be present there in the sports ground.
And as you are an ashramite and you go there and you volunteer for the Auroville Marathon, what do you think this event can do to promote a better feeling between ashram and Auroville? Do you think it's good for ashramites to go and participate in the Auroville Marathon?
Personally, I think that not only the sports, in everything ashram and Auroville should cooperate. The only thing what I find personally is that the living conditions, which has ashram has totally different with the Auroville. Ashram has some rules and regulations which are to be followed. At least we are expected to be followed. But in Auroville, it's totally free living, which does not really synchronize with the living of the ashram. So there are some changes are to be made in the Auroville living and also in the ashram living to come together and move about.
And as you followed the Auroville Marathon from the very beginning, how do you think the event has evolved over the years? Have you seen many changes from one year to the next?
Yeah, it's improving year by year.
And is it also a bigger challenge now with the number of participants constantly increasing?
Well, the sports is the game of challenge only. You have to face the challenges. You must be prepared to face the challenges.
And are there any complaints from previous years that you've tried to answer, things that you try to improve upon with every event?
Personally, to me, no. There's no complaint.
And this year's logo, the marathon logo, is Run for the Joy of Running. So what do you have to say about that?
I think it was the same logo last year also.
It has yes, been the logo every year, but this year it's the official logo. It's going to be printed on the t-shirt.
What I think, this Auroville Marathon is not a what you call professional marathon. Yeah. So automatically joy of running only. This running is for joy only. It's not for the money matters or any gain or lose, something like that.
And as we have so many participants for the Auroville Marathon, there are people who come from all over the country. What do you think it is that really attracts them to the Auroville Marathon? What is unique about the Auroville Marathon which keeps them coming?
You see, as I said, there is difference between the living conditions of ashram and Auroville. Auroville also has got some speciality which is nowhere in the world. When they come here to Auroville, when they see the people living like this, they are automatically attracted to this type of life, and they like it.
Okay, Saket, thank you very much for talking to us. And I hope you enjoy volunteering this year.
Thank you.
And and may the event keep on improving and getting better.
I'm sure about that. I'm sure.
Thank you very much.